Call to order this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. It's about 2:05 in the afternoon, and we're joined by Senators Bundy, Davis, Stevens, and Hoffman. Welcome, everyone, the folks here in the Belch Room and the folks on gavel to gavel. We have two items before us today. We will take up in this order, first Senate Bill 39 related to the state's business license fee, and I hope to take action on that bill today and move it along its way. And then we will be considering Senate Bill 41, repeal of the studded tire fee. So let's go ahead and take out our packet here on Senate Bill number 39. I would note that since, some of you will remember that at the last meeting, we adopted committee substitute and an amendment by Senator Bundy. There was some concern by the drafter, Terry Bannister, and there's a memo there on the left side of your folder of Ms. Bannister laying out her concerns. And so we have available to the committee a new committee substitute that addresses those concerns, and I'm going to ask Dana to join us at the testifiers' table to run us through the committee substitute. And I believe it's an easy fix for some of the concerns raised by Senator Bundy's amendment. Dana, if you'd state your name for the record and take us through the new proposed committee substitute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dana Owen. I'm the committee aide for the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. The work drafts have proceeded through now three versions, and you have those all on the right-hand side of your folders. The one on the top, as the committee chair has explained, addresses specifically the drafter, Terry Bannister's suggestions in her memo of January 26th. Just below that is the draft that we ordered up following the committee's action the last time we met. It includes Senator Bundy's original motion, his amendment, but does not include any language which addresses the Bannister memo. Underneath that, you'll find the fiscal notes for the bill that you took up at our last meeting. Those fiscal notes, I understand, have not, should not change. The new CS that you have before you today should have no fiscal impact according to the administration, or should have no additional fiscal impact, I'm sorry, according to the administration. Can I answer any questions?
Well, the nature of Ms. Bannister's concerns that were raised by Senator Bundy's amendment, if you could put that on the record.
Yes. Ms. Bannister cited several provisions of law in statute and said that they also applied to penalties for not having a business license. It's my understanding that it was the amendment maker's intention that the $300 fine be the sole penalty for not having a business license. So the first five sections of the new bill, the new CS, address each of the sections of statute where there are other penalties for a business license and removes those.
Okay. Any questions or comments regarding the proposed committee substitute? Do folks need a moment to look through it? Senator Bundy, do you have any comments? And then I'll turn to the sponsor as well. Senator Bundy?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, my attempt at the amendment was at the request of the administration and the department that felt this would be more effective. So whatever they're in agreement with, I'm certainly in agreement with.
Okay. And Senator Wilikowski, do you have any comments about the proposed committee substitute?
No, I have no objection to it.
Okay. It seems like this committee substitute, if we adopt it, will bring us all together, all the folks interested here. So if there's no other comment, the chair will solicit a motion to adopt CS for Senate Bill number 39, Labor and Commerce, version K.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt CS for Senate Bill number 39, version K, with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Okay. Well, we're just adopting the committee substitute as the working draft. Is there any objection to the motion? If not, that's the version of the bill before us. Let me turn, and I did not close public testimony at the last hearing on the bill, so I want to see if there's anyone here in Juneau who has any other comments on the bill. Senator Wilikowski, did you have anything to sum up before we consider an action?
I have nothing unless the committee has questions for me.
Okay. Are there any questions for the sponsor? I do want to note in your packet as well a very gracious memo from Senator Gary Wilken to myself, you all will remember that Senator Wilken had an identical bill to Wilikowski's original bill before us. We took up both bills. Senator Wilken is a co-sponsor now with Senator Wilikowski of Senate Bill 39. The memo from Mr. Wilken just talks about his experience as a freshman legislator and his work with Senator Al Adams and deferring to get a subject moving. So he had an experience as a freshman of working together across bipartisan lines and concentrating on getting the job done as opposed to credit. And he has asked me to not move his bill forward. He's going to continue to be a co-sponsor and help Senator Wilikowski push his bill forward. I thought that was a classy move, though we were willing to move both bills. Any further comment? Any further discussion? Is the administration here to say a few words about the bill before we take action? Mr. Bitney?
I appreciate just a quick comment, if I
sure.
could. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is John Bitney, and I work as the legislative liaison for the Office of the Governor. The thing I would just appreciate a chance to point out very quickly, Mr. Chairman, is that the bill effective date right now is October 1st, 2008, for the reduced licensure fee. And would just like to state that in going forward and putting together with the fiscal notes, if the bill goes through, we would try to build the budget and that related to those fiscal notes based upon an assumption of an effective date of July 1. Right now, the bill is silent as to an effective date for the rest of the bill. I'm not here to say that we need an effective date, but just would like to state for the record that we would base that on the FY08 as far as building the fiscal notes.
The fiscal
going
impact,
forward.
Right.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Bitney? If not, thank you for being here, and thank you for your positive attitude about getting this job done.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay. Any further comment? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Mr. Chairman, okay. I move. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Senator Davis?
Chairman, I'd like to move Senate Bill 39 out of the committee within the budget recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd object.
Senator Bundy, if you'd like to speak to your objection.
I assume that's the CS that was moved. Yes. And Mr. Chairman, if I might speak to my objection, I find myself in the interesting position of a Republican who's speaking against a business bill and against something the Republican governor supports. And I'll just make a few points. I don't have any illusions that my objections are going to stop this process, but there was comment that this cost of this license has perhaps reduced the number of business licenses that are active in this state. And I would have to say that if anyone believes that, I got a bridge for sale, because most of us understand that any cost of doing business is passed on to the customer or the business goes out of business. So I think the notion that an extra $75 a year is going to make or break a business is not accurate. And if indeed that were true, that business is in more trouble than this bill would be able to help. A couple of other issues, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. We've had testimony about the fact there's only one investigator who, frankly, is swamped. And if we were to maintain this and hire another investigator, I think it would be to the state's advantage. It would certainly be the advantage of legitimate businesses that are in compliance with the law and, encourage those that are in non-compliance to get in compliance by buying a business license. There's obviously a loss of revenue to the state at a time when the administration is trying to reduce the increase to the budget. This is going the other direction. There's a loss of revenue, and that loss will have to be taken up by some other program somewhere. And as Senator Wilken testified, he supported this when we were in a deficit. From my view of our budget projections, we're likely to be in a deficit in another year or two. And it is probably not good public policy to reduce the business license because we have a momentary increase in cash flow and then have to raise it again in a year or two. I think that probably reduces public confidence. For those reasons, Mr. Chairman, I will be opposing the measure.
Thank you, Senator. Any other committee comments? I'll just say that I support the legislation. I agreed with Governor Palin's comments and Senator Wilikowski's comments about creating a pro-small business climate in our state. I agree with you, Senator Bundy, that this probably isn't a make-or-break issue, shouldn't be for most folks, but it may send a message or set a tone or a climate in the state. And so that's why I'm in support of the legislation. Any further comments, or Senator Stevens?
No, it's, Mr. Chairman, just to go along with that, I think we all have talked about how the cost causer should be the cost payer, and we were told that the costs are less than $25 to process this. So I think it's a reasonable thing for us to do, and I'm in favor of the bill.
Okay. With that, there is a motion before us to move the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 39, Labor and Commerce, onto the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal notes. We'll call the roll.
Senator Mothman?
Yes.
Senator Bundy?
No.
Senator Davis?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
4 years, 1 name.
So by the vote of 4-1, the bill moves on to the next committee of referral. Thank you very much. The next item before us is Senate Bill 41. The committee report will come around for your signature. Want to make sure we get that before folks have to take off. Next bill before us is Senate Bill 41. And Senator Wilikowski, you want to join us at the testifier table there, please? And I believe we do need to hear about the bill and consider a committee adoption of a committee substitute and take it from there. So, Senator Wilikowski, if you could please identify yourself for the record and go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bill Wilikowski. And I'm here presenting on SB 41, an act repealing the fee imposed on the sale of studded tires. Would you like me to
please
give a brief history? This bill was enacted in to go into effect July 1st, 2004. It imposed a new fee of $5 per tire on based on the sale of studded tires. It has generated about $436,000 in 05 and 06. It generated about $446,000. However, after there was a study which came out, commissioned by the legislature, a final report of the study came out after the bill had been adopted. The title of that study is The Socioeconomic Effects of Studded Tire Use in Alaska. And what that study found was, and it's a 159-page study, happy to provide it to anyone who's interested, but essentially what that study found was that the overall positive impact on the Alaska, there was an overall positive impact on the Alaskan economy from the use of studded tires. And there are studies from all over the country, all over the world, in fact, Finland, Japan, Minnesota, which find that the use of studded tires does have an overall positive impact because it prevents accidents. There is better braking, there's better acceleration, better traction because of studded tires. And so the University of Alaska, one of the professors who actually wrote this study testified against this bill several years ago. And this report, I think, is very telling because what they found was that, yes, there is a positive impact from using studded tires. And I just don't know that we should be enacting bills which deter people from buying tires, from basically putting a premium on safety. And
Senator, excuse me, before you go further, did you misspeak just a moment ago for the record? Did you say that the university professor who did the study testified, you don't mean against this bill? You
no,
meant
she testified
the previous bill that
previous
raised
bill.
The
fee. She actually testified
okay.
against that bill.
Okay,
yeah.
Right, original. Thank
yeah.
you.
And the Department of Transportation here in Alaska has found that this is a 1996 DOT report. If studs were prohibited, this would result in a significant increase in accidents. They anticipated a significant increase in accidents. And so essentially, there is a positive impact, a net positive impact when people use studded tires. This is something, again, it's a nuisance tax. It's a tax which I think unfairly burdens people on the lower income scale, working families, and I think this is an opportune time for us to roll this back. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions or comments from members of the committee? I know at the previous hearing we did have the fellow from Anchorage, I forget his name, but there was some public testimony. He was in support of the legislation.
Mr. Chair,
go ahead.
There's one other aspect of this which I really didn't initially focus on, but in my staff speaking with a number of small business owners, tire shop owners, this has a very onerous impact on small businesses, particularly the tire shops, because they are the ones who are required to administer this tax. And so, according to my staff, she spoke with several tire shop owners and managers who said this really did have an onerous impact. You had small business owners who were fined because they couldn't figure out how to pay this. And I think there was testimony, as you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, from the administration standpoint anyway, that there were findings to that effect. So again, this is something which benefits working families, but it also benefits small businesses in our state. Okay. Thank you.
Questions or comments? Is there anyone here in Juneau or online who would like to testify on Senate Bill 41? If not, I see some representatives from the administration. I know that there's been some discussion between the administration and the sponsors, Wilikowski and Wilkin, about this committee substitute, which brings your bill, Senator Wilikowski, more in line with the approach of the Palin administration. Can you speak to any conversations you've had to try and work out a consensus?
My understanding is the administration bill would go one step further and repeal the fee for all tires. There's currently a $5 fee for studded tires and a $2.50 fee per tire for all tires that are sold in the state. And the administration's bill goes one step further. Their proposal goes one step further. I have no objection to that, to incorporating that in this, if that's the will of the body.
Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony. If you want to switch back to that chair, Dana, can you come forward and just speak to, or just confirm for the record what we're doing with the proposed committee substitute?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee substitute, as you've heard, is identical to the governor's bill. It would remove the $5 fee on studded tires, and it would also remove the $2.50 fee that's currently imposed on all tires. We only have one committee substitute before you.
Okay. Questions for Dana? It's pretty simple. Thank you, Dana.
Sure.
Mr. Bitney, did you want to come back and join us for a second? I know we had a conversation where we confirmed what Senator Palin or Governor Palin had said in her State of the State about no pride of authorship, and we had this bill before us first, and it seems like there's a consensus growing here to meld the two concepts together and move the bill forward quickly. So any comments about that for the record?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for allowing me to say that what's important is that the, in Governor Palin's view, is that the tax be repealed. It's about a message to the public and creating, if you will, not a disincentive for out there that they view for trying to improve the safety of buying new tires. And if we can work together to get that done, we appreciate it.
Okay. Any questions for the administration? If not, thank you again for being here. Any further comments, anyone in the public, to testify on the legislation? If not, the chair at this time will entertain a motion to adopt a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for Senate Bill 41, the C version.
So moved.
Okay. Senator Stevens has moved the committee substitute. Is there objection to adoption of the committee substitute version C? Hearing none, that is the item before us. Further discussion of the legislation. This bill has been before us, so if we move it today, we're not violating the intent to, whenever possible, have bills before us for more than one hearing. So if the committee is ready to act, the chair will entertain a motion to move the bill on with individual recommendations. It is my understanding that we have the fiscal note here. The administration has accounted for this loss of revenue within their coming budget plan or amendments to the operating budget before us. This money has been accounted, this loss of revenue has been accounted for in for planning purposes.
Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for Senate Bill number 41 with the individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Okay. Is there objection to the motion?
Yeah.
Senator Bundy, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, to quote Senator Stevens, a good Republican principle is user cost, user pay. And Mr. Bitney mentioned it sends a message. Yeah, I think it sends a mixed message and encourages people to think there's still a free lunch available, far too prevalent attitude in Alaska. Mr. Chairman, we take in between the studded tire fee and the tire tax and the motor fuel tax, the taxes paid by the users of our roads, under $50 million a year. Just surface repair costs costs between $78 and $80 million a year. And by reducing this tax, we are ignoring the fact that tires, people use the roads, particularly studded tires, and there's no question about the safety factor of the studded tires. People that are causing the wear on our roads are going to get their costs paid for by someone else in our budget. During the original discussion of this bill, Department of Transportation testified that 95% of the time during the studded tire season, the pavements are bare and or dry. So, admittedly, a safety factor for 5% of the driving time, and the rest of the time they're causing excess wear on our roads, that this wear has to be paid for by someone somewhere, and if it's not the user, then it's somebody else that has to pay for it. The governor herself has said that it's time for Alaska to develop a state-funded highway and road program like most states in America. This would be a challenge for us, but necessary to reduce our current near-total dependency on federal aid and to ensure basic needs and maintenance are addressed. That's a step backwards to if we pass this bill. Now, again, it's feel-good legislation. It's making some of the public happy, perhaps. But think about the practical impact. A snow tire, a good snow tire, is going to cost $50 to $60 a tire. And you're talking about at max 10%. There was some concern about the tire businesses. Again, they not only pass the cost on, but part of the studded tire fee goes to the business so that they can keep their records straight and be in compliance. I support the use of studded tires. My wife insisted that I put them on her car. However, I was, and I think we all should be, willing to pay for the cost we cause on our roads. And so I oppose the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Other comments? Senator Hoffman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Bundy's has one false assumption, and that is that all roads in Alaska are paved. I've been to Neustuyak and Equok and numerous villages throughout the state of Alaska, and they don't have paved roads, and that is one of the reasons that I opposed the implementation of the tax when it first went into place. And I'm glad to see that we're finally coming around and repealing this tax, because although it may cause wear and tear, the tax is applied to many individuals that when they're in their own communities aren't wearing down the dirt roads and the gravel roads, and they should not have to pay that tax.
Mr. Chair, if I might.
Senator Bundy.
Thank you. Well, as you've expanded the bill, it removes the tire tax itself. And obviously, people who use roads, even if it's a new Stoyuck, if it's a state-maintained road, and those services in rural areas are state-supplied entirely, they ought to be helping pay for the costs that they generate.
Other comments? Further discussion? If not, the motion before us is to move the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for Senate Bill 41 onto the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal note. We'll take the roll.
Senator Bundy?
No.
Senator Davis?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes. So by a vote of 4-1, the bill passes on to the next committee of referral. Is there any further, yes, please make sure we sign the committee report before you take off. Is there any further business to come before the committee today? If not, thank you all for being here. I will adjourn the meeting at 2:30 sharp.